आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
Shankaracharya ji, in verse number 254 onward for 10 verses, he uses the word Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. Bhavayatmani, meditate in your mind. What? Brahma Tattvamasi. You are that Brahman. That thou art. I am that Brahman. And he gives this as an aid for the meditation. Now in verse number 277 onward, for few verses he will be saying Sva Adhyas Apanayam. Guru means do it. It's an order. Do it. What? Sva Adhyas. Sva Adhyas means own superimposition. Don't try to remove others' Adhyas. What is Adhyas? What is superimposition? That I am body. Dehoham. This is Adhyas. I am Karta. I am doer. Adhyas. Dehoham. Jivoham. I am Jiva. Different from others. This is Adhyas. So this is to be removed. Don't try to remove ignorance of others. I am ignorant, but I want to remove your Jiva Bhava, your Deha Bhava. No, don't do that. Shankaracharya is saying, Swa Adhyas. apanam. Apanam is destroy it, give it up, end it. Apanam guru. Again and again he will say. Swatmani eva sada, how you have to do it? Swatmani sada sthitva. Swatmani, apni atma mein. Again, not in dusri ki atma. Swatmani sada sthitva. Stay in the atman. Sada, always. Sada sthitva. Mano nasyati yogi na. He is the meditator. Mano nasyati, he destroys his mind. Will you like such state? Mano nasyati. Mani nahi hai. Mind is destroyed. What will happen? How I will interact in the world? Mano nasyati yogina. But which mind is this? This mind is the projecting mind, the problematic mind, the mind which is extrovert, or in other words, simple word, ignorance. Mano nasyati yogina. Mano nasyati yogina. Vasana nam chayaschata. Vasana nam. Vasana, you know vasana tendencies, likes, dislikes. Chay, cessation of vasanas. Truly speaking, after sravan, manan, nididhyasan, aparokshanubhuti. Have you heard what aparokshanubhuti? Aparokshanubhuti. There are two more steps to reach jivan mukti. One is the manonas, another is the vasanacha. Shankaracharya has taken these two words. Manonas and vasanachaya. And the whole technique is given in Jivan Mukti Vivek. And Jivan Mukti Vivek is in a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So if we are studying seriously Bhagavad Gita, we will be able to understand how to destroy this problematic mind. Problematic mind means ignorance. How to remove your ignorance? How to remove the vasanas? And how to destroy your manonas means ignorance. That is stated there. Swadhyas apnayam guru. In this way, you remove your adhyas, superimposition. What is this superimposition? You have to always remember. Jivo ham, deho ham, aham karta. This is superimposition. We have to remove that. Then how to do it? How to end the trigun? Our body, mind, intellect, everything is made of. Trigun, sattva, rajas and tamas. He says, tamo dvabhyam rajasattvat. If you are tamoguni, then take the help of rajagun and sattva. If you are tamoguni, then you can go from tamogun to rajagun. Rajagun to sattvagun. In rajagun, there is two division. Number one, be active first if somebody is tamoguni. What are the characteristics of tamogun? Sleepy, heedless, careless. Then what you have to do? You have to give him something. Sakam. Chalo bhai, to vacuum this hall, you will get $10. So many people stand in line. $10 milega. Sakam. But now after doing every week $10, after 10 years, he will say, I am still not happy after accumulating so much of money. And this is our experience. Our experience, earning so much, accumulating money, saving everything, we are still not happy. Then that person will come and say, you see, everything hai mere paas mein, but I am not happy. We will invite him, come to satsang. Now you do vacuuming without payment. Rajagun. Rajagun is continuing. First, Rajagun with $10. Back home, $10. Now he says, no, I am not happy. I want to become happy. Okay, you will become happy. Niskam karma. You do the vacuuming without money. If you do that, what will happen? Slowly, 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 see, your vasana chai will start coming down. What will happen? You will experience peace. You will experience sukh. Agitation of mind will come down. Why agitation of mind will come down? Very simple, because the vasanas are coming down. Therefore, the agitations are coming down. very scientific. Okay, then sattvam suddhena nasyati, but sattvagun is also within maya. Always you say that sattva, raja, tamagun is maya. Shankaracharya is saying, okay, from tamas you come to the rajas, rajas to sattva. This we have to do, this we have to put in effort. And how the sattva will go? Suddhena, what is suddha? There is only one thing which is pure. Others are all impure things. Atma is pure. Other than Atman, all anatma is impure. Suddhena. Suddhena nasyati. When you realize that Brahman, that Atman, then Sattagun also goes away. So tamas, rajas, sattva, trigun gone. That means maya gone. Maya gone means now you are in suddha. Suddha means in Atman, in Brahman. Sattam suddhena nasyati tasmat sattva avastrabhya. Tasmat, therefore, what we have to do? Avastrabhya, depending. Depending on what? Depending on sattva-gun. Depending on sattva-gun, you do this thing. So what we have to do? Always try to be in sattva-gun. Always try. We have to put in effort there to come to sattva. This is our job. Come to the sattva. Therefore, Lord has said to in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna also, Nitya Sattvasta Bhava Arjuna. O Arjuna, Nitya Sattva. Always you stay in Sattva-gun. Okay. So, Tasmat Sattva Avastrabhya Swadhyas Apanam Kuru. Always stay in that Sattva-gun and slowly, slowly, slowly you remove your Adhyas. What is Adhyas? Devaham, Jivoham, Kartaham. This is adhyas. This adhyas superimposition is to be removed. Okay. Then in verse number 279, it says, somebody, some people may think, pata nahi, mera sharir chalega ki nahi, who will take care of my body? Prarabdham pushyati bapu. Bapu means body. Gurudev has already said, I think we have read also, food or no food, don't worry. This body will remain because it has to enjoy and suffer. And it is the headache of the Narayan to provide you food. Don't worry about the food. It will come. Paradha pushyati bapu iti nischit nischala. Know it for certain. Nischit. And nischala and don't get after that agitated, undisturbed. Kuch nahi hoga. Sharir rahega, it will stay. It has to stay. Because it has to enjoy and suffer prarabdha. Whatever fruit of action is fructified, this body has to experience it now. So prarabdha puschati bapu. Dhairyam alambya yatnena. Dhairya with courage. Alambya, you take the support. Support with the dhairya, have patience, have courage, and swa adhyas apanam kuru. Here Gurudev says, those who have taken to sadhana as their sole purpose in life may renounce everything and remain in jungle with no security, yet one feeling still lingers in their bosom. The anxiety for the maintenance and nourishment of the body food. Jahan chale jao, sabse pehle we arrange for the food. Even when we travel to India, we take our teplas. Teplas will be with us. we carry our food, is it not so? Even when we travel for half an hour, we carry our bottles. Pani. Saath mein chahiye, khana, pani. Always, it is always there. When once this worry has started, the sadhak has already started another sansar. Now with the thepla, you need achar also. Sansar started. It would have been better than had he remained with his family performing his worldly duties. Even when all the worries are over, it is but natural that one regarding the preservation of the body will still linger. Once you yield to that physical anxiety, it will multiply by leaps and bounds. The resulting storms of the mind will destroy all sadhana that you might have done for years. Dire then is the fall. And there is a famous story. You know, a brahmachari was there, he had only one laghuti. He was staying in jungle. Pata nahi kahan se ek chuha aake uska langoti kaat gaya. And now that brahmachari was worried, I have got only langoti, one langoti, and this rat has come and nibbled my langoti. Ab kya kare? So he used to go to the village for bhiksha. Aur kuch nahi chahiye, two times humko anna de do, khatam ho gaya. Now he needs langoti also. So he said, they gave him another langoti. Again, second day, another lagoti though, it is also gone. So now the villager thought that, but you, iska kuch nikalo bhai, upay nikalo. He said, you take a cat. And then after that, the desires, after that cat, he has to arrange milk. And for milk, again he has to go to the villagers. Villagers say, now you take a cow. Now the cow is to be fed, take the milk. You will do sadhi karlo. So one desire, how it multiplies, and with sadhana all gone. This body is what it is because of its prarabdha. Because of your vasana, you have taken this body. Today the body moves every minute, expressing its powerful vasana. The body will drop off once the vasana are exhausted. Till then, it will continue to exist. Food or no food. Who is saying? Shankaracharya is saying. Food or no food. This body will continue. It will be looked after its own prarabdha. If my body is not getting food, I become anxious for it. However, when this body was born without consulting me. Without consulting me, it was born. That mighty law by which it was born will keep it going for the purpose for which it was born. If it falls off, never mind, let it go. Understanding this well, strengthening your mind and protect it from all such agitation. Muster up courage, reach a discriminative conclusion through intelligence reflection. Put in true effort with unseen perspiration, with invisible panting, with secret effort, remove the misconception within yourself. So this much we have seen in our earlier lesson. Now we start with 280.
Naham jiva param brahmeti. Jiva param brahmeti. Etad vyavritti purvakam.
Etad vyavritti purvakam.
Vasana vegata prapta. Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Naham jiva param brahmeti. Etad vyavritti purvakam. Vasana vegata prapta. Swadhyasapanayam kuru.
Naham jiva. I am not jiva. Now Shankaracharya is clearly saying, what is this superimposition? Jivoham. Dehoham. Aham karta. He said, naham jiva. Then who are you? Param brahma iti. I am param brahma. Okay. Atat vyavriti purvakam, eliminating all that is not. You see, tat means that. Tat tvamasi, tat means that Brahman. What is atat?
Etat.
It is atat. Atat means what? Which is not tat. Atat vyavriti purvakam. Vyavriti means eliminate. Eliminate that which is not self. Tat means Brahman. tattvamasi. When you put all before that, that means that which is not Brahman. That which is not Brahman, anatma. Anatma vastu. So eliminating all that which is not self. Eliminate all that which is not. How? Vyavriti. Vyavriti means remove. Remove it. Okay. Remove aham jiva. I am not jiva. I am Brahman. Aham Brahma thought is to be maintained. Aham Brahma is to be maintained. Always, sada. Always. Okay. In Atmabodh we have seen, Rajju sarvadatmanam jivam gyatva bhayam bahet naham jiva param atmiti gyata chet nirbhayo bhavet. When you are seeing a snake on the rope, you fear. Is it not so? Similarly, so long you are considering that you are jeev, there will be fear. The moment you come to know that you are Brahman, there is no more fear. Why?
No duality.
No duality. Because Brahman is one. Fear only comes when there are two. Brahman is one. So you get abhay. You become fearless. Acha, now tell me, what is the cause of this swadhyas? What is the cause? Vasana begata prapta. The cause of this adhyas, this superimposition, jivoham, dehoham, what is the cause? Cause is vasana. The, through propulsion of the past urges, this has come. Okay. The force of vasana. So vasana can also mean anatma vasana. It is wrong identification with the anatma from anadikal. We have got the identification. Anadikal. Because our mind is always extrovert from anadikal. Extrovert means it is attached to Atma. It is attached to Anatma. Extrovert mind means it is attached to Anatma. Or Anadikal it is happening. So eliminate what is not Atman and contemplate on Aham Brahmasmi. To remove, to meditate on that, you have to remove the Adhyas. If you want to meditate on Aham Brahmasmi, you have to remove all the adhya superimposition. You have to remove. Okay. So this we have to do it. We feel we are progressing. Every day we feel we are progressing as a jiva. Like company make their balance sheet every year. And then they compare 5 years. Profit, our asset has grown. We all also do that. Our savings in the year 2000 was this, 2005 was this, 2010. You make a curve, it will go like this. We think we are progressing. But really, that is not the true thing. Here, Shankaracharya says, I am not the jiva, the PFT. I am not the jiva, PFT, PFT, perceiver, feeler, thinker. This is called ego. Ego is jiva. I am not jiva. I am not limited or conditioned by body, mind, intellect. I am the supreme Brahman. Brahman conditioned by body, mind, intellect is called I am not conditioned Atman. I am unconditioned by body, mind, intellect. I am Brahman. You see, Gurudev is writing Brahman. Without any entanglements with or limitations of the body, the mind, the intellect, the all-pervading and the eternal reality am I. Let such thought always be in your mind as a subdued but clear background of music. It's Tanpura. Like Tanpura is continuously singing, Similarly, I am Brahma should be always there in the back of mind. I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. Should not never forget that. With such positive thoughts, the negative ideas gathered by the flood of vasanas can be eliminated. These negative thoughts of I am the limited, I am the body, the mind, the intellect, etc. have been with us due to the expressions of the vasana in our bosom. They have to be replaced by positive vasana, and the misconceptions have to be totally removed. Deny entirely all your superimposition. Entirely. Thoda sa rakh lete hain. Nahin, entirely you have to do. So, what is the way? Suggest some way. Shankaracharya is going to suggest us how to remove superimposition. What is superimposition? Deho ham, jivo ham, karta ham. We always remember this. We have to remove this. How to remove it? Now we say in verse number 281.
We will chant this verse again because we chanted wrongly. The meaning will change. Naham jiva param brahmeti.
Naham jiva param brahmeti.
Atad vyavritti purvakam.
Atad vyavritti purvakam.
Vasana vegata prapta. Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Shrutya yuktya swanubhutya.
Shrutya yuktya swanubhutya.
Gyatva sarvatmya matmana. Kvachidabhasata prapta.
Kvachidabhasata prapta.
Swadhyasapanayam kuru.
Swadhyasapanayam
kuru. Shrutya yuktya swanubhutya. Gyatva sarvatmya matmanah. Kvachidabhasata prapta. Swadhyasapanayam kuru.
Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Remove, reject, adhyas. Now what is adhyas? We know it very well now. Now three ways he is suggesting. Three ways to remove swadhyas. One is shruti, yukti and swanubhuti. Swanubhuti. Shrutya by shruti. Yuktya by reasoning, by logic. Anubhuti by your own experience. You remove it. So having realized your own self to be the self in all through the scriptures by reasoning and from your own direct experience. So Shrutya, Shrutya means Shruti, you have to study, listen. Listen. Or you read yourself. Shrutya, we get knowledge of Brahman. We came to know that the subscription Brahman is the real. Who told us? Shruti tells us. And other than Brahman, everything is unreal. It's changing, perishable. That also we come to know in Shruti. And the superimposition on that Brahman is all whole Brahman, including my body. Panchakosh is a superimposition, whole Brahmand is a superimposition, mind, intellect, body, everything is a superimposition on that Brahman. So first we have to learn from Shruti. So learn from Shruti, what we have to do? It indicates you have to do Shravan. So first thing what needs to be done? Shravan. Then yuktya, logic, tarka. Have you heard this line? Vakyartharsya vicharyatam shruti sirapaksha samasriyatam. Suna hai kabhi? Sadhana panchakam. Who has written sadhana panchakam? Again Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya says vakyartharsya vicharyatam. Vichar karo vakya ka arth. What Vakya? Mahavakya. What is that? Tattvamasi. It is not the literal meaning. You have to take the indicative meaning. Vicharyatam. You think over it. How? Shruti sirabhaksha samashriyatam. Depending on the shruti. All the vichar, all the reflections should be done as per shruti, as per ved, as per the scriptures. Okay. So first do satsang. Then after that, second step is you do the vichar. And third is anubhuti. Shruti. Yukti, vichar, and then meditate, anubhuti. They will tell you how to reach. Already Shankaracharya has said how to reach there. Meditative verses we have already studied from 254 onward. Shruti, yukti, and anubhuti. So Gurudev said, I do not know. Ignorance can be removed by shruti, by sravan. Always remember, ignorance can be removed only by sravan, not in meditation. Be very clear. Ignorance can be removed only by sravan. It will not happen in meditation. Without sravan, ignorance cannot be removed. I do not understand. Doubt removed by yukti or manan. Manan. I do not experience it, though understood and reflected. I want to anubhuti, then you have to do nididhyasana. So shruti, yukti and anubhuti is nothing but sravan, manan. That is to be done. And this is the sequence we have to follow. Gyatva. Gyatva, by applying these our methods, you will come to know what? If you apply these three matters, shruti, yukti, and then you meditated on that, nididhyasana kiya, what will you come to know? Aham Brahmasmi, truth is me. Mahavakya says, you are Brahman, tattvamasi, prajnanam Brahma. I am Atma Brahma, Aham Brahma Asmi, Chetragya Chapi Mam Vidhi. Where is that? Chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita. This is also a Mahavakya. Chetragya Chapi Mam Vidhi. The one who is knowing the Chetra, the field, that is me. I am with you. Chetragya Chapi Mam Vidhi. So all Mahavakya is telling the same thing. Truth is me, truth is me. If you do Sravan Manan Nididhyasana, you will come to know that you are that Brahman. Sarvatma, Sarvatma Matmanah, having realized this truth, he will come to know that myself is the self of all. Sarvatma Bhavi, Sarva Atma, Tasya Bhava, Sarvatma Bhava. And we always say Madatma, Sarva Bhutatma. Madatma, Sarva Bhutatma, we say that. Okay, so how long we have to do this Sravan Manan and Nididhyasana? Scripture says every day. Abhi to keval 7 din hum log karte hain, 7 din mein ek baar aate hain. It is said, sir, it will be done every day. Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. So whatever you learn on Sunday, after that you reflect on that throughout the week. Study. Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. So Tadatna means the total identification with the Lord. Okay. Kvachit Abhasata Prapta. Kvachit means even a little at any time. Abhasata as an appearance rising. Kvachit even if a little bit of ego is arising, then no, I am a little bit of karta. No, I am deha or I am jiva. Kvachit, deny that entirely, your superimposition, even when a slight trace appears. Even if you get a slight trace, remove it. It will come again and again. No, you are Dehuam, you are Jivam, you are Karta. This will come again and again. But the moment it comes, watch it. You remove it. Okay. But if a dhyas is powerful, dominating, remove it with the awareness. Otherwise, it will cover awareness. If a dhyas is powerful, remove it. If you don't remove it, what will happen? You will come back to the original state. Adhyas is already covering your awareness. Atman is already covered by Ajnan. Thoda sa usko prasray diya, thoda sa, if you support that, it will again sit down. No, you are Jivoham, you are Deho. I am Karta. Many times we have heard, Ankar Bimud Atma, Karta Amiti Manyate. Lord says, I am Karta. Are you are not only mood, you are Bimud. Vishesh Rupena Mood. You are not an ordinary fool. You are Vishesh. But still, it will come back, I am Karta. Okay. So it is said, if you allow one thought, Mahatma gives example, tarangaya samudrayante, one tarang, one ripple, it makes many waves. Similarly, one thought, jivoham, dehoham, kartaham, it will expand. So this is to be removed, otherwise it will multiply. If you stay in the dehoham, jivoham, it will multiply. So remove it instantly. Like Chanakya used to say, if you see a thorn which has gone into your feet, what you do? Take it out, even if one thorn, break it, burn it. Otherwise what will happen? You remove it, you leave it there. Again, you have to totally destroy. Not only that, break it, burn it. This is Chanakya Niti. Similarly, one thought, Jivoham, comes, remove it. Totally. This is called in Hindi, Mule Kutharaghat. Mule means in the root. Uproot it from the root. Mool. Remove it from the root. Okay. So if you are getting jealous, angry, upset, introspect, remove it. This is practical. So how Jnani has to remove this adhyas? The Gurudev writes here in verse number 281, by means what has been read and understood from the Upanishad Srutya, by intelligent argumentation yuktya, by your own first and experience swanubhutya, by means of these three methods, having apprehended the truth, a sadhak must get fully released from all his superimposition. Shruti, yukti, this is the only matter. Why? Why Shruti is the only matter?
That's how you know.
Atindriya Vishaya Veda Pramana. Because this Vishaya Atindriya. Atindriya means that which cannot be grasped by your Indriya, sense organs. So Brahman, we can't grasp it by our sense organs, mind, intellect. It's Atindriya Vishaya. Where will I get the knowledge about that? In the Veda, in the Shruti. Therefore Shruti. The three processes constitute the listening, sravan, reflection upon the ideas, listen, manan, and meditation upon them for direct personal experience, nididhyasan, respectively. In Upanishad also the same thing is said, atmavare drishtabhya, svotabhya, mantabhya, and nididhyasan, same thing. Come to apprehend the Atman, the Self in you, as the Self everywhere by listening to the scripture. Scripture will tell you that the Atman in you is the Atman in all beings everywhere. By reflecting upon the idea through the intelligent argumentation and come to experience it through contemplation. While doing sadhana, whenever the ego or the and egocentric vulgarities such as lust, greed, anger and passion appear even a little, destroy them immediately. The mind will rush out into the sense objects again and again, since for millions of lives we have been asserting and living at the ego level. It is necessary that we guard against the mind running out again, hunting after its sense gratification. Continue this triple path of spiritual living and end all your misconceptions. How much you have studied is not the question. How much you have moved toward it is what matters. So don't say I'm studying Vedanta for 20 years. How much you have moved to it, how much you have applied in your life, that matters. Ultimately, come to deny entirely all your superimposition is the repeated advice of Acharya Shankara. Next, 282.
Annayadana visargabhyam ishannasti kriya munehe tadeka nishthaya nityam swadhyasapanayam kuru. Annayadana visargabhyam ishannasti kriya munehe tadeka nishthaya nityam swadhyasapanayam kuru. Sir, I chant it again. You have to break like that. Anna adana.
Annadana is there. Anna, your is there?
Then Anna Adana.
Anna plus Adana.
Then Anna Adana. It is become. Anna Adana Visargabhyam. Or you can chant like that also. Anna Adana Visargabhyam. Ishannasti kriya munehe. Tadeka nishthaya nityam. Swadhyasapanayam kuru.
Anna adan visargabhyam isat nasti kriya mune. Mune. Manansila is Muni. A reflective sage is called Muni. Manansila Muni. Anna adan visargabhyam. With accepting and rejecting food. Anna adan. Visargabhyam. Evacuating. Isat whatever. Nasti kriya mune. There is no action in Muni. Muni is the reflective person. He has understood the tattva that he is not karta. Actions are happening. Annadan and visargabhyam. Happening. But isat, not even a little bit. He is doing. We'll see it in more detail. So since he has no idea of eating or evacuating, the sage has no relationship with action. Action he is doing, but there is no relationship. So this Muni is an enlightened person. He knows his true nature. He has no doership. Both jnani and ajnani are doing action in the world. Agyani does the actions with karta bhav. I am doer. Therefore, he is bound. And Jnani also does the same thing. But he is not bound. Akarta bhav. Akarta bhav. This is very nicely Bhagwan has stated in chapter 3, 4, 5 of Bhagavad Gita. How slowly he has taken to akarta bhav. What is to be done, how it is to be done, and all that. It's very clearly Bhagwan has stated. So Muni has got no doership, not even a bit of doership is there in him. He is perceiving and responding like others. Like others. His body is also there because of prarabdha. He will stay even if you become jnani. He will stay. He is acting in the world. Anna adan means perceiving all those things we are perceiving by five organs of perception. Anna adan. Visargabhyam means all responses to the world is visargabhyam. So jnani is perceiving and responding to the world, but without doership. Whereas a jnani, ignorant person, he is also perceiving and responding, but he is doing with karta bhav. This is the difference. Both of them are doing. Many times I have said it is the action which binds us. And it is the same action, if done in a particular attitude, will liberate us. So method is action. And we can't stay without action even for a moment. We have to act. But if we learn the art of acting, we will be doing the same thing which we are doing now. But we will not be bound. Okay, so what a sadhak has to do? We are neither a jnani nor jnani, no? We are in between. We are sadhaks. So for sadhak, it is said, we have to develop karma yoga. There is no other way out. So by karma yoga, what happens? The doership is loosened slowly, 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 slowly. Doership is loosened. Okay. Let me tell you a story today. With a story I will end. Story of a pencil. Manufacturer of a pencil before packing manufactured pencils gives a parting knowledge to pencil. Like our students, when they graduate, we give them parting advice of Taittiriya Upanishad. What will you do in the field? Now the teacher is not there. The problem will come. What will you do? Parting advice. So the parting advice given by the manufacturer before packing the pencil, I am giving you some advice to act according to this advice. Number one. You must be held by someone, surrender to someone, you will do a good job. Pencil. Surrender to someone. You can't do anything. Surrender to somebody, you will do a good job. If you are in the hand of artist, you will make a good art. From the time to time, you will be sharpened, you will experience sorrow. Time to time, you will be sharpened, experience sorrow. Don't fear, it will make you better. Your performance will be better. Performance will be better. Don't run away from sadhana. Third advice. Always remember, most important thing is within. Carbon is the main. Always remember, the most important thing is within. And don't worry about the outer layer. Lead is the most important in the pencil. Outer layer means gross body. Don't worry about the outer layers, panchakosa. Don't worry about that. You should be able to correct mistakes. It will make you better. All a pencil has got a rubber also. I erase it. Mistake ho gaya, kya karega? Correct it. You will become better. So wherever you are, in whatever condition you are, create mark. You will be considered better pencil. Wherever you are. Go on doing something. Create mark. What is the job of the pencil? Create mark only. Go on doing action. We have to do whatever position, wherever you are. Act. Okay. Now apply it to yourself. We are pencil, and who is the holder? Lord is the holder. He is the creator of the world. Ishwar is holder. Hand over to Guru or Ishwar, become an instrument of the Lord. This is how the Jnani thinks, you know. He is an instrument in the hand of Lord. Pujya Gurudev used to do like that always. The instrument, I am the instrument, the Narayan will take care, he will take care. I am his instrument. Many stories come to our mind. Once in Siddhavari, there was not a hall, and Gurudev proposed that there should be a hall there. Cut this tree and this and this. So all the trustees, they opposed, vetoed. Nahi kare. Not possible. Where will we get the money?
Money was not.
Oh, Gurudev said, okay, Narayan will do. Within 3 days, somebody from, a lady from Delhi,
Kamala.
One Kamala Amma came, and she offered, I am ready to pay for the whole hall. Now trustees, they have to say, yes, okay, come give me money. And that hall is still known as Kamala Hall.
Kamala.
So Guru says, I am an instrument. The idea of making a hall also was given by Narayan. He has to support also, he has to give me money also. Trustees were not able to, they were not farsighted. It will come. But the money came within 3 days' time. Somebody came and yes, we will go do that. So think that I am flute of the Lord, I am bow and arrow of the Ramji. I will work as per the will of the Lord. Whatever Bhagwan chahte hai, karo bas, theek hai, happy. Who is the prompter? Prompter is Ishwar. He is always sarva bhuta hite rata. Always helping the people. Whatever Lord wants, he will get it done. His instrument. Okay. So Jnani also gets sharpening many times. People may make fun of him, insult him, laugh at him. He remains some. Never reacts. He becomes better by dhairya and samatha. Dhairya, courage. Samatha, same in all positions. In all conditions, his actions impact others. He does not want conditions to change. Jnani never changes his condition. That reminds me of the Thakur Ramakrishna. He was having cancer and he used to talk to Mother Kali. So devotee said, why don't you talk to Mother? She can remove it immediately. You have said. Okay, next day I will go and talk to her. Then he actually went and said to Mother that I have got this and this, and the Mother gave him something, showed something that what you are asking is like that somebody is evacuating, I mean. Visargabhyam. Somebody is doing potty. You are asking something from me which is something potty. You want to remove this, still the body will die. And Thakur Ramakrishna, then he came back, uske baad ne usko aisa jhaada left and right. You asked me to ask for this petty thing, Mother? And Mother showed me this is like this, it's just like a sit. You are asking sit from me? What should you ask the Lord? Suddha bhakti, pure bhakti, param prema rupa bhakti. So what is important in you? Remember, Atman is the most important. It's the carbon in the pencil. Atman is like that carbon, most important. Appearance does not matter. Kosa nam kosam hridam yasmin surachin sarva surachitam. Okay, in all treasures, Hriday is the best. It is to be protected. If you think properly, then everything is protected. Otherwise, world will jump on you and trouble you. So most important thing is within us. In this way, Jnani is functioning in the world. Yog ratova, bhog ratova. But where is his mind? Mind is with the Lord. Always. But people see what? Outer garment they see. Oh, he is going to fight. Staying there. Yoga ratova, bhog ratova, sang ratova, sang vihina. Yasya brahmani ramate chittam. Yasya brahmani ramate chittam. Where is the chitta? Where is the mind? Brahmani ramate. In Brahman, it is reveling there. Nandati, nandati, nandati eva. And he knows guna gunesu vartante itvat matva na sajjate, he never gets attached. He knows what is happening. Guna gunesu vartante. This body is made of trigun and is interacting with the trigun. I am speaking, you are hearing. So the here, the listener also is made of triguna, sattva, rajas and tamoguna. And the speaker body is also made of triguna. So who is interacting with whom? Triguna is interacting with trigun. Guna gunesu vartante iti matva na sajjate. Knowing this, they never get attached. Never get attached. Naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyate tattavit. I am not doing anything. Body is doing. Prakriti is doing. Atman is not doing anything. Atman is present in us. But anatma, the prakriti, is acting. Atma is not acting. Atma presence is required. And the body is acting. So how to get to that state? Tat ek nishtaya nityam. Tat, therefore, ek nishtaya, with the single pointed abidance, nityam, continuous. Continuous abidance, ek nishtaya. Aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. Continuously we have to do. So again and again abide in that, reflect on the soul, then you come to know what you are not doer. You come to know that you are not doer. Swadhyas apnayam kuru. Swadhyas apnayam. In this way, you remove your superimposition. Guna gunesu vartante. Always you have to remember. Who is doing? Prakriti is doing. Very simple to prove. There are two things in the world. If Atma is a karta, then who is karta? Huh? Anatma is karta. Anatma is karta. What is this anatma? Trigun. Guna gunesu vartante, trigun is acting. Prakriti is acting.
Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.